Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll check our breath, find out who loves you, celebrate Betty Davis's birthday and National Poetry Month, and listen to this past week in recording history. First, though, a couple of housekeeping items. I have a correction to last week's commentary. I played Goose Pimples and not only erroneously credited it to the Halfway House Dance Orchestra, but incorrectly identified the tuba player as Simon Marrero. The band that played Goose Pimples was actually the New Orleans Owls, and the tuba player was Dan LeBlanc. Simon Marrero did play with the New Orleans Owls, but not on that recording. Also, for those of you who subscribe to the weekly playlist, I try to save myself a few keystrokes when typing up the list by using the acronym AHO. Listener Ray wrote in from Nashville to ask what AHO meant, and if he was asking, there must be others out there wondering the same thing. Well, AHO simply means "and his orchestra." Okay, so with that out of the way, let's get on to some music. A couple of weeks ago, I received a request from listener Ernie for a song called "Does She Love Me?" As it turns out, the song Ernie was thinking of is actually titled "It's Too Soon to Know," which was written in 1947 by Deborah Chesler and recorded by Sonny Till and the Orioles. The lyric starts out, "Does she love me?" which is what created the confusion. That song is outside of the focus of this show, but I do have several versions of "Does She Love Me?" and here is one of them. Thank you.
a tiny bit do your. Can't you give me just a little okay? If you turn me down, I'm going to sue you. Would you like to love and honor old baby? Do you think you'd like a little flat, do you? Big enough or gee, whatever you say. I'll give you strict attention or anything you mention. Do you love me well enough for that, do you?
Celestine's Original Tuxedo Jazz Orchestra, and I'm Satisfied You Love Me. That record will be having its 79th birthday next week, having been recorded by Columbia on April 13, 1926. Oscar Celestine led the band and played cornet, and John Marrero, who played banjo in the band, wrote I'm Satisfied You Love Me. Before that, it was the Colster Dance Orchestra, a Ben Selvin pseudonym, with Smith Blue singing the musical question Do You Love Me? That's from December of 1929. And we began the show with Harry Reaser's Six Jumping Jacks and a Jeopardy-type song where they give the answer and then the question. That was positively, absolutely, does she love me? The vocalist on that June 8, 1927 recording was drummer Tom Stax. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, April 5th, marked the birth in 1827 in Upton, Essex, England, of surgeon Joseph Lister, the first Baron Lister of Lyme Regis, the founder of modern antiseptic surgery, and, of course, the namesake of Listerine mouthwash. So, in commemoration of Joseph Lister, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about breath, beginning with Joe Venuti's New Yorkers.
Case, but there's one saving grace, anyone would feel as I do, out of breath and scared to death of you. Love was first defined, then explored and defined, still the old sensation is new, out of breath and scared to death of you. It takes all the strength that I can call to my command to hold your hand. I would speak at length about the love that should be made, but I'm afraid. Hercules and such never bothered me much. All you have to do is say, boo, out of breath and scared to death of you.
think of you with every breath I take. And every breath becomes a sigh. Not a sigh of despair, but a sigh that I care for you. I hear your name with every breath I take, on every breeze that wanders by. And your name is a song I'll remember the long years through. Even though I walk alone, you guide me. In the darkness you light my way. And all the while inside me, love seems to say, someday, someday. And when I sleep, you keep my heart awake. But when I wake from dreams divine, every breath that I take is a prayer that I'll make you mine.
When I was looking for songs to play in this breath set, I came across that song and had to play it to figure out what in the world the title meant. That was I Breathe on Windows by Charlie Koons and the Kasani Club Orchestra in October of 1936, with George Barkley providing the vocal. Before that, we heard Alan Kane with the Lou Stone Band and with Every Breath I Take. With Every Breath I Take is from the Paramount picture Here Is My Heart and was written by Leo Robin and Ralph Ranger. We began with Joe Venuti's New Yorkers and Out of Breath and Scared to Death of You with the vocal by Scrappy Lambert. You're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Listener Cleon in Upland, California, reminded me the other day, as he did last year, that April is National Poetry Month, and has been since 1996 when it was inaugurated by the Academy of American Poets. During National Poetry Month, bookstores, libraries, schools, and cultural institutions participate through readings, festivals, book displays, workshops, and other events. Now, Cleon probably knows that the nation's 13th Poet Laureate Consultant in Poetry to the Library of Congress is Ted Kooser, author of 10 collections of poetry and the first Poet Laureate chosen from the Great Plains region of the country. Of course, not all poems rhyme, but here in honor of National Poetry Month are some rapidly rotating records about rhymes, beginning with Jack Hilton and his orchestra.
Just about to hold a competition. It's just a little bright idea of mine. I'm going to write a rhyming composition and then leave you to add the ending line. I'll sing the whole thing first in case of doubt. The second time I'll leave the last line out. There was a young lady of Ealing who walked upside down on the ceiling. She fell on her neck and she shouted, "By heck, it's a very peculiar feeling."
That was a cute little rhyme. Sing us another one, do.
There was a young fellow of caution who took out his false teeth to wash 'em. His wife said, "Oh, Jack, if you don't put them back, la da 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 da."
That was a cute little rhyme. Sing us another one, do.
There was a young man of Calcutta who was having a sleep in the gutter. The heat from the sun burned him up like a bun. La da 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 da.
That was a cute little rhyme. Sing us another one, do.
There was a young man from Kildare who was playing at golf on a chair. On the very last stroke, the blessed chair broke. La, da, 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 da. Limericks must have met with approbation. The fact you turned me over tells me so. I hope to win still further admiration by giving you a few more that I know. And let me say my motto's always been, I may not be clever, but I'm clean. There was a young fellow named Skinner who once took a girl out to dinner. At a quarter to nine, they sat down to dine.
La, da, 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 da. That was a
young man of St. Paul's, who once did a turn on the holes. His favorite trick was to stand on a stick. There was a young man of South Wales who lived upon fruit juice and snails. When he couldn't get these, he lived upon cheese. That was a cute little rhyme. Sing us another one, do. There was a young lady of Hitchin who was scratching her nose in the kitchen. Her mother said, "Rose, gnats, I suppose."
That was a cute little rhyme. Sing us another one, do.
There was a young lady of Gloucester whose parents thought they had lost her, but it came to pass she was found on the grass.
That was a cute little rhyme. Sing us another one, do.
There was a young man of Belgrave who was having a rest in a cave. He said, "I admit I'm a bit of a..."
Just a rhyme for love.
We could live together in a little Alato.
What's an Alato? Just a rhyme for love.
Instead of old rhymes like turtle dove or stars above, I'm trying something new. Just to set you to say I do, then we could raise a little Zagato. What Zagato? Oh, baby, let me tell you, just a rhyme for love. Thank you.
ever seen a poem lovely as a tree. A tree whose hungry mouth is pressed against the earth's sweet flowing breast. A tree that looks at God all day and lifts her leafy arms to pray. A tree that may in summer wear a nest of robins in her hair, upon whose bosom snow has lain, who intimately lives with rain. Poems are made by fools like me, but only God can make a tree.
Last April, when we did this tribute to National Poetry Month, I played Harold Dana's version of Trees. But I've since acquired this May 14, 1930 version by Isham Jones and his orchestra. That, of course, is the musical rendition of Alfred Joyce Kilmer's poem Trees, with the music composed by Oscar Rasbach. The tree in Trees refers to a single oak tree at Riders Lane and Route 1 in New Brunswick, New Jersey, where Kilmer was born. Preceding Trees, it was Fats Waller in his rhythm with another Leo Robin Ralph Ranger collaboration, A Rhyme of Love, from November 29, 1936. We began this rhyming set with Jack Hilton in his orchestra and Rhymes, Parts 1 and 2, which were recorded on two different days, October 16th and 22nd of 1931. The vocalist was Leslie Cerrone, one half of the two Leslies, and the composer of If You Knew Susie. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, April 5th, marked the birth in 1908 in Lowell, Massachusetts, of Ruth Elizabeth Davis. You know her better as Academy Award-winning actress Betty Davis. She also came to be known as the fifth Warner Brother and the First Lady of Film. She studied at John Murray Anderson's Dramatic School and began her career on stage, but in 1930 went to Hollywood, where her first success was in 1932's The Man Who Played God. Then, of course, there's her famous line in Beyond the Forest.
What a dump.
She won the Academy Award for Best Actress for Dangerous in 1935 and Jezebel in 1938, and was nominated for her portrayal of the demented child star Jane Hudson in 1962's Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. Betty Davis died of cancer on October 6, 1989. Whatever Happened to Baby Jane is one of my favorite movies, so here are some rapidly rotating records about some other Janes, beginning with Jack Hilton and his orchestra.
Thank you.
keeping my eye on the man in the moon. He's a dangerous guy when he starts to spoon. My kisses I'll shower a million hour. No traffic cop will ever stop me and Jane in a plane.
That I always keep apart for Mary Jane. It's very plain for Mary Jane. That's why I'm in favor of getting every bit of love from Mary Jane. I live to do and dare for Mary Jane. She's the type that's hard to find, just the kind you could take home to mother. She suits me to a T. We were made for each other. Should another pretty face ever try to take her place, 'twould be in vain. I'm always gonna care for Mary Jane. Just a slip of a girly rare is the theme of our love affair. When it comes to happiness, we've got more than our share. Take her to dance, take her to tea. Stunning how cunning this girly can be. Gosh, the girl's ideal. How can she be real? Keep apart for Mary Jane.
Mary Jane, dear.
Jane.
It's very plain, Jane.
For Mary Jane, Jane, Jane. Now I know the secret of getting every bit of love from Mary Jane. We've got to sing hot music for Mary Jane. Should another pretty face try to take her place, would be in vain. I'm always gonna care for Mary Jane. My ambition is to marry Mary Jane.
Jack Harris and his orchestra and Plain Jane. That record will be having its 66th birthday tomorrow. Before Plain Jane, it was Mary Jane, sung there by the Mellotone Boys, another record having a birthday, this one recorded April 13, 1931. The Mellotone Boys, Joe Mooney and Dan Mooney, who were also known as the Sunshine Boys, were accompanied there by Tommy Dorsey on trombone and Dick McDonough on guitar. Mary Jane was written by Andy Razaf and J. Russell Robinson. We ended the set with Plain Jane, P-L-A-I-N, and we started with another Plain Jane, Me and Jane in a Plane, P-L-A-N-E. That was Jack Hilton and his orchestra with the vocal trio of Jack Hilton, Hugo Rignald, and Chappie D'Amato, August 31st, 1927. Me and Jane in a Plane was composed by Joe Gilbert and Edgar Leslie.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So called because this is where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. And here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Ray Starita and his Ambassadors Band.
Thank you. in love with you, oh honey. Say you love me too, oh honey. No one else will do, oh honey. Seems funny, but it's true. Loved you from the start, honey. Bless your little heart, honey. Every day would be so sunny, honey, with you.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with Ray Starita and his Ambassadors Band, and There's Somebody New, written by Isham Jones. That's from April 5, 1928. Then from April 9, 1929, we heard Dick Robertson with the Ben Selvin Orchestra and Honey. We finished up with the Redheads, April 7, 1926, and Wild and Foolish. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more Rapidly Rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.